an experiment in daring and delight. Mystical and mischievous welcome to friends and strangers alike, conspirators in the Sophianic vision, and budding adepts of planetary gnosis. Every day is unique in some way, and January 26, 2009 was uniquely the day for the inception of Planetary Tantra. On that day, I felt immense gratitude for the privilege of releasing the sacred instruction of the Diamond Sky Dakinis, starting with the secret name that Gaia will answer to, and the vow of consecration required to pronounce that name aloud, which I received and composed on October 10th, 2008, 108 days before the inception date of January 26th. Almost simultaneously with this information or instruction came the other components of delivery, the second and third instructions on the nature of love in Gaia's view, and the same look of samsara and enlightenment. The instructions for the Gaian Tantric vow are simple, and the vow itself is easy to perform. For now, I provide no more than the minimal commentary required to explain how to put these three components into practice. Originally, there were five components, but I've scaled it down and streamlined it since the initial release of this material. There are many ways to interact with Gaia, of course. First and foremost, simply breathe. Likewise, walk in nature, dance under the stars, garden and learn about flowers and herbs, explore the seaside and the ocean, hike in the mountains, watch the weather, investigate biology and geology, commune with other species. As perhaps the most intimate form of interactivity, planetary tantra is shamanic, sensorial, and can be sexual. This practice is like Anuttara Yoga from the Asian tradition. I propose that you consider that this could be the ultimate technique of spiritual union, surpassing any traditional method, Eastern or Western, because it presents a unique opportunity to merge love and the supernatural. It invites the supreme magic of co-emergence, the union of desire and emptiness, in complicity with the earth in many ways that can be tested by direct experience. This is Gaian Tantra, what works for this instant, right now, what works in this moment of historical time. Over the coming months, I intend to show how the Shakti Cluster is a full-scale kit for Gaian interactivity, providing the tools and guidelines that enable the dedicated person to become an adept, a siddha, if you will, in complicity with the lucid dreaming of Gaia. Generally, I do not care for the term empowerment, but here I would venture to apply it, perhaps once and in this specific instance. In Gaian Tantra, each individual can be empowered on a twofold basis, through human love and through supernatural beauty, which transcends the human condition. Hence the first instruction of the Diamond Sky Dakinis links intimately to and complements the second. So, on that day, January 26, 2009, and again on this day, from the privilege of a natural-born mystic and Tertan, and in the company of my Shakti, or not, beneath the glorious winter sky over Long Island Sound, or the early spring sky in Andalusia, by the witness of two swans gliding in diamond light at Manor Park, the moment that was worth what it was, I release for the beauty and sanity of the human heart the terma of Gaia Awakening. The duration of this terma, from October 2008, is 208 years. Gaian Tantric vow involves a simple ritual which consists of three parts: pronouncing the secret name of Dakini 18, pronouncing the Gaian Tantric vow, and pronouncing the instructions of the Diamond's Guide Dakinis. 1. Secret Name of Dakini 18. In the Shakti cluster, Dakini 18 is the named identity of Gaia in her lucid dream, the sole name she will answer to right now. The other 17 components of the console represent powers and faculties to be acquired by interactivity with Gaia. Kalikas engage the cluster by relating to the Shaktis according to their individual affinities, but all Kalikas engage the attention of Gaia by calling her unique name, Vajravilasi. Vajravilasi. The name means diamond lightning bolt that dances in delight, or for short, flirtatious lightning bolt. Vajra means diamond or lightning bolt, and the delicious Sanskrit word vilasa means delighting and flirtatious. Changed to vilasi, it becomes feminized, a feminine name. In Sanskrit, the names of consort Dakinis end with I, Shakti. The names of the male consorts end with A, Shiva. The Shakta text Kamakalavilasa describes the delighting play of the goddess as she morphs into the forms of the material world and dances rapturously through her sentient expressions, even flirting, as it were, with the many appearances she produces. This imagery recalls the epithet Whore of Wisdom applied to Sophia in Gnostic myth. No licentiousness is implied, but the outrageous generosity of the beauty of the divine feminine is clearly suggested. Vajravilasi is the diamond sky Dakini who assumes the form of a planet and delights in her own beauty, inviting the myriad life forms that arise on the planet to recognize and celebrate how beautiful they are. To a large extent, the call to planetary tantra is a call to recognize how beautiful you are. So the instruction that I would propose is simple. It goes like this. Call the name Vajravilasi aloud in a natural setting more or less removed from human intrusion. Don't pronounce this name in ordinary conversation. Just say Vivi. When calling out to Vajravilasi, let your eyes scan the landscape, taking in trees, rocks, clouds, and be mindful that you are looking directly at the presence that you are naming. Let your eyes and your voice connect in a single intent to engage the attention of Gaia, that presence. You do not call Gaia to your attention. You call her attention to you by pronouncing her name. Now the vow. When Tertans receive treasures or wisdom treasures called termas, they often embellish them or frame them or package them in certain ceremonial ways. One way is to add an introductory passage, a colophon. One way is to add a passage citing the names of honored teachers or deities or ishtadevatas or things of that sort. So when I received and composed the Gayan Tantric Vow in October 2008, I added this short dedicatory statement. By the light of a skullcap moon, the 11th Kala of the lunar Shaktis, in the Kameshvara transmission of October 2008, in day 10 of commemoration of human and mortal love, in the heart-sundering beauty of Sundari, and the improvisation and delight of Kalima, in the sacred play of this consort yoga, this vow was written from instruction for the 9 generations of Kali Yuga, by JLL, the main Tertan. Now, I will read the Gayan Tantric Vow. or Gayan Tantra vow, however you wish. My purpose in doing so is not to propose that my spoken version of the vow be used by those who undertake this ritual. I would certainly prefer they read it themselves, and my spoken version is not definitive in any sense. But I have been requested to do this in order to clarify the pronunciation of some of the names that come up in the commemoration phase of the vow. Gayan Tantric Vow. We, the individuals here named, being fearless devotees of Kalima, self-initiated tantrikas of Kulachara, belonging to the so-named generations of the nine generations of Kali Yuga, born in the years designated, here manifest our sacred intention. We understand the Shakti cluster to be the dynamic vortex of telluric powers, Dakinis, Mahavidyas, female Buddhas, and dangerous protectors, now gathered into the radiant womb of the single and supreme wisdom Dakini Vajravilasi, who is co-emergent with the natural sensorium of this planet Earth. She, Vajravilasi, is the sole pristine Shakti of the natural elements of Gaia, this planetary world. Yet unchanged and unaffected in the six aspects of her aeonic presence, Divine Sophia. She, Vajravilasi, sublime teacher of the warriors of Kalima, wild mother of the tribes of the Black Time of Innocence, we invoke by her sacred name today, as the Earth Goddess has been invoked by many names of yore. She who is Aniruddha, Prunikos, outrageous, Aeon Sophia of the illumined Gnostics, Prithivi of the timeless Vedas, Spandarmat of the Persian sages, Spider Woman, Changing Woman of the noble red races, Sathevara, who bestowed the enlightenment of Shakyamuni with the earth-touching mudra, Ashtaroth of the world tree, Ishtar of the stars in the limbs of the world tree, Arianrod and Ariadne, weavers of the earth-bound dream called Samsara, Keredwin, infernal witch who guards the well of inspiration where shamans drink, Rhea, who flows in all that is, inside, outside, in between. Bhudevi, moist, luminous womb of the primordial race of Shi, Fairi, earthbound Dakini. Kore and Demeter, ever-changing polarities of Magna Mater, the planetary animal mother. Gaia, blue, marbled, watery world, thriving with life, terrestrial matrix of the organic light, home and haven to the myriad species. These names of yore precede the name by which you answer now, to which you answer now. Vajravilasi, flirtatious lightning, this planet dancing in fractal luminosity, in silent thunder, perfect mind. Vajravilasi, you alone and supreme are the grounding matrix of the Sri Yantrika Dakinis, milk white luminosity that melts into wisdom and bliss, fountainhead of every moment of sensation, continuum of animation of all sentient life and the animated mirror of insentient life, source and expression and indwelling divinity of this sacred, earth-consecrated Tantra, this embodied truth. To you we direct our vow. By Svatantriya, whose dance is freedom, whose body is the sea of tantric bliss, in the presence of the Kalika Namanakayas of the nine generations of the black time of innocence, in the melting core of the ingenuous beauty of our human earthbound essence, in the galaxies dissolving in the eyes of the world's abandoned children, in the drift of our parallel world, Andromeda, where our mirror doubles dwell serenely and invite our return until the end of the great Kalpa, in the reverberation of divine pleasure contained in each and every moment and pervading every samsaric phantom, every glance gone astray in abandonment to addiction to the pain of not being seen. By the crystalline effusion of Dakini elixirs, tongue on knife, we accept instantaneous transmutation of all pain, loss, confusion, denial, withholding, fear, shame, defense, defiance, anger, guilt, antipathy, and all the consequences in this mindless concatenation of fractured intensities. By releasement into the wonder that makes us so, and by calling out your name, Vajravilasi, we take refuge in your attention turned upon us, the look that grants safety for all sentient beings and graciously provides their liberation. To you we pronounce this vow. Now the instruction at this point is very simple. The Gayan Tantra vow, a formula for the secret gathering consecration, if you want to put it in old-fashioned Tibetan lingo, ought to be observed by two or more people in a sacred act of sharing and co-witnessing. Tantra is a buddy system. Be sure to locate yourself in the nine generations of Kali Yuga, 1945 to 1974, the first, 1975 to 2004, the second, and so on. Fill in the blanks as appropriate. Everyone writes the terms of their own vow. Be mindful that you are making this vow to the planet. You make the vow so that you will be able to sustain and actualize first-hand interaction with Gaia. That occurs when, in her interval of time, which may be immediate, she lets you know that she is aware that you have engaged her attention. This is how it works. You do not have to believe me or anyone. Do it and see for yourself. So here's an example, sample vow that two people wrote, just to see how the language could be fashioned. It could be done in countless ways. We, so-and-so, vow to observe compassion for ourselves and hold fast our intention to be present to life without fiction. Ever mindful that you, Vajravilasi, delight in dancing in the diamond light, witnessed in our bodies, provided by Gaia's body, and never separate from her for a single breath. So that our presence in your dream may be living proof of co-creation and co-healing, rapture and magic, and proof as well that the luminous beauty of your manifestation is self-evident and accessible to all sentient beings, including ducks. This is just one vow, and you can do the vow as many times as you want. And you can do it with several people. It's very open, and two people who do the vow together are not necessarily bound into some kind of blood pact for life, but it's a matter of huge enjoyment to share a sacred moment with another human being, even if it's practically a complete stranger. The factor of iron binding comes into play in this ritual. At the close of the recall invocation being the recital of her previous names, entrants can pronounce aloud the vow that they have composed, stating in their own words their commitment to Gaia Sophia. It's like a marriage vow, the assertion of a permanent bond. Entrants who do the vow in pairs, as I suggest, will read it aloud together, two voices speaking as one. This rite would be performed in wild nature, away from human eyes, a place where you can scream out the secret Dakini name without concern of attracting attention or alarming anyone. The rite may be ceremonial in a simple way, according to the preferences of the entrance, but minimally ceremonial. Please don't overdo it. In Gaian tantric ritual, less is more. A particular physical ritual goes with the declaration of commitment in this vow. I suggest this ritual is performed as follows. Just before pronouncing the written vow, the entrants prick their thumbs in the perennial manner of witches, then press the bleeding thumb into the ground, leaving a thumbprint or blood print in the earth, both figuratively and literally speaking. The thumb is kept on the ground, palm flat, while the entrants pronounce aloud the vow they have composed. The ritual may be closed by reciting the third instruction or with silence. The rite formally ends when the thumb is removed from the earth. Three instructions of the Diamond Sky Dakinis. There are just three lines in the terma of Gaia Awakening in its initial or inceptive transmission. Three and three only. Apart from the vow with its review invocation of names attributed to the earth, the language content of this terma is extremely compressed. The three instructions of the Diamond Sky Dakinis are: 1. You cannot become anything but more beautiful. 2. Love and the supernatural operate on the same frequencies. 3. Samsara and disenlightenment have the same look. In Gaian tantric terms, I encourage you to consider that love is a city, SIDDHI. Now, a city is a supernatural gift, a paranormal ability for magic or occult power, such as telepathy or telekinesis. Normally, we assume that love between human beings must be a purely human affair. But no, the planetary tantra would recognize that it is a cosmic force of transhuman dimensions. Invoking Gaia by her Dakini name and declaring the Gaian tantric vow bring together a supreme act of love and a commitment to supernatural magic. This is the essence of Gaian tantra, or Gaian eco-sorcery. The Dakinis teach that love and the supernatural operate on the same frequencies. Their second instruction contains a principle to be elucidated as time goes by, namely, love is a force of discovery that brings people together, who then come to love each other. And by this same force, Gaia brings us into intimate rapport with herself and the Shakti cluster. The triangulation of any two who love each other with the shared intention of their mutual love for Gaia inspires the Dakini Vajravilasi to turn that love toward the earth and return it in an exponential rush of magic and beauty. So, the remaining instructions are elementary and perhaps superfluous, but I'll read what I wrote for the sake of closure. Pronounce the vow with someone who may be a permanent partner or not, or even with someone you have met recently. Even if you do not know that person for a long time or deeply, Be mindful that the vow generates through love, and love generates through the desire to love. So the mere desire to know someone, another human being, and take them as co-witness in the vow, is an act of liberation based on immediate recognition of the other. Ponder those words. This is why it is advised that two or more take the vow together. Having done so, the rite of consecration to Vajravilasi becomes a transcendent bond, but never an obligation. Tantra is a buddhi system, or best, optimally practiced as a buddhi system. Conditions are difficult, and we live in a sexual and romantic wasteland. You will always have the co-witness to recall with you the sacred moment of your consecration together, if he or she chooses. Should you wish to live out the vow with a co-witness, that is another choice and a continuing commitment, but it is not required. No one takes the vow alone, I would encourage, as no single being or thing lives alone. At any moment, simple recognition of another person is enough to dispel the illusion of separation. As William Blake said roughly, no act is more sublime than to set another before you, to behold the other. Taken together with a witness, the vow frees those who take it from the sense of being alone before the awesome mystery of the earth, the other, who is mother. Be aware also that the supernatural magic you are invoking comes into your life from the body of the goddess Gaia, the planet on which you live, that supports your every move and gives you the breath in your lungs at this moment, gives me the breath to pronounce these words. Bear in mind, she doesn't give me the breath in the form of a deposit of breath, so that the breath I now use to pronounce these words is drawn from a vast deposit that I have until I run out of breath and die. Oh, no. She gives me the breath to pronounce these words right now. Right now. Ultimately, your connection to this planet dissolves all pictures and projections of what might be and what has been, and frees you to live into the mystery of the eternal now, this moment that does not pass, and frees you as well from all those fictions of the mind that cloud the way to the realm of supernatural truth where you have her mind. So finally, upon having received the karma, the terma of Gaia awakening, which has nothing to do with karma, and having written the foregoing part of the vow, I added a coda to the vow, which you participants may enjoy pronouncing at the end of your ceremony, or perhaps later when you return home in the evening, have a toast and read this part of the vow together in an environment and an ambience and a setting of beauty and elegance and pleasure and voluptuary enjoyment, because that is the way of tantricas. The unique thing about this coda, or concluding passage of the vow, is that it contains one line, the third instruction of the Diamond Sky Dakinis. This is seminal heart of the Diamond Sky Dakinis. May the wisdom Dakinis arrange you. May Gaia herself bestow you to your unborn presence in her dream. Lucidly awake in the merge of love and the supernatural. Delighted and delighting. Samsara and this enlightenment have the same look. May nothing endure but what love discovers, and may whatever you love truly set you free. For there is no illusion in your truth, seeming or not, enlightened or not, and that is such And that is such. And that is such. Here opens the terma of Gaia awakening.